Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior three-sports star in basketball, football, and currently lacrosse at Byram Hills High School, Sean Siegel. Well, hello, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, my friend. And hey, congratulations on the award. And as I look at your nomination letter across three sports, obviously well-deserved.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so also your nomination letter is fairly current. I see that, earlier this week, you had a win over Fox Lane. You had a couple of goals, or you had a goal and a couple of assists. But more importantly, there were five turnovers, 12 ground balls. And you also, last week, stood your ground against Briarcliff, who was what, number one in the state?
Yeah, Pleasantville, number one in the state.
Okay. And in that one, 13 ground balls, 9 turnovers, and you kept them to only 7 goals. According to your nomination letter. Now, give us some perspective. How big is that to hold that particular team to just 7 goals? What is their normal average say?
Yeah, I don't know what their average is, but that was definitely the least number of goals they scored all season up until I think their first loss of the season yesterday or 2 days ago. It was pretty big for us. I mean, obviously we really wanted that win bad, and it sucked coming on the other side, but it was big for our defense. It was a real confidence booster going to the second half of the season, going into playoffs, that we can pretty hold our own against any team that we can play against. So that was big for us.
Yeah, I'm sure that's big you move forward, you know, playing such a top ranked team. Also, educate me a little bit on lacrosse. You're a long stick midi. Excuse me. Now, what exactly is that? It's kind of like a mesh of a forward and defense.
Yeah. So I'm a defender. So usually a long stick midfielder comes on for like the wing play, and then they come on to defense. But I also am able. It gives me the ability to push transition and push offense, which I really enjoy doing, and I think that's a big aspect of my game. It's like me being able to have the offensive skill set of maybe a short stick player, but with a long pole. So it's really the best of both worlds. I love coming down, pushing transition, being able to help my teammates out on the offensive end while being a defender at the same time.
Okay. And then, I know what a turnover is, but explain to me what exactly is a ground ball? Is that kind of like a tip off in basketball?
So when the ball's in the ground, pretty much it's a 50-50 possession. It's a possession. Pretty much whoever picks up the ball retains possession. And when you get a turnover, it actually doesn't come out on the turnover on your stat sheet until that ground ball is picked up by your team and you retain possession. So pretty much every time I go out there, I go and try and get the ball as much as I can in my stick and try and get possession for my team, because those possessions obviously add up in close games, 7-5 games,
right?
9-4 games. Like those games, every possession matters. So it's big for our team to keep getting those ground balls and hold those possessions.
Okay, now you mentioned just a moment ago about as you get closer to the playoffs. So where does the team stand right now?
Right now we are 6-7, so we're middle of the pack, lower of the pack. But I think our coaches, Coach Locker and Coach Smith, have done a great job preparing us and giving us a really hard schedule, in all honesty, to best prepare us for the playoffs and give us a lot of tests going into playoffs. So we're well prepared. So I think our coach have done a great job doing that. I'm really excited to see us get into a late season push before playoffs and kind of build our seat up.
Oh, definitely. And good luck to you all there. And see that you're all league, all section last year, recognized for the Low HUD Elite 11. And also you're a captain of the team last season and this. So pretty much every winner I have of this award is a captain of their respective squad. So my question of you is, last year was your first year as captain. This is your second. Is there anything that you learned in your first year as captain that you've been able to now bring forward into this second year?
Yeah, 100%. I've learned things not only last year, but throughout my years of playing sports. I've always been, when I was varsity freshman year, sophomore year, eighth grade, I always looked up to my senior captains and all the older kids and see kind of the qualities of what it takes to be a leader. And I feel like one, learning so much is that like you kind of have to always be there for your teammates and build everyone up in a positive way. And I could tell this season, sometimes like we all know losing isn't fun. And when we lose, a lot of our guys kind of get down on themselves and stuff, especially a lot of the younger guys. So it's my job and my co-captain's job to kind of build their confidence up and let them know that we got this and we're going to make a late season push.
And that's you've answered kind of another question that I normally ask, which is, you know, in your younger days, when you had the folks that you looked up to, the captains, you know, the ones that you aspired to when it came to leadership, or at least being able to follow them, you know, what did you learn? And obviously you've explained that to me. Now, do you feel any pressure in being a captain? And have you seen any improvements that you're particularly proud of with the younger players that you think you, your captainship may have had a hand in?
I would say as a captain, there definitely is a lot of pressure, especially leading a younger group, a group of mainly younger kids that don't have as much experience. So it's kind of our job to make sure they're kind of getting on themselves and holding themselves accountable to the most thing, because they're not, they don't have the experience that some of the older guys have had in the past. And so it's our job to hold them accountable and kind of expect the most out of themselves, even as a younger guy. I think that's like the biggest thing.
And it's not just lacrosse for you, Sean. It's basketball. It's football too. I mean, when it comes to basketball, you're also a captain of that team, and three years varsity. You play forward. You were a coach's award winner. You were all league in football. Quite the football resume there. A linebacker and a wide receiver. You were the Class B wide receiver of the year. You also, as a linebacker, led the team in sacks. You were all league as a junior, all league at all section as a senior. So what's it like trying to juggle three sports? And I do remember, because I talked with Coach Locker just a few weeks ago, because your teammate Gavin Jaworski had also won this award, your lacrosse teammate. And the coach mentioned how important he thought it was to have guys, players that play multiple sports, because they can take a little something from every one of those disciplines and kind of mesh it into one guy. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree with him more. Going into my high school career, especially wanting to play lacrosse at the highest level in college, people told me, like, how are you going to be able to play three sports all of high school if you're trying to go to play college lacrosse? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? I'm like, I just love all three sports. And I think truly things translate from one game to another. And I think I wouldn't be where I am today if I haven't played those two sports. So I'm just so glad that I did. And I was able to go out all 4 years and play all three sports. For me, I love being busy. I love the sports in general. So I never want to stop playing them. And yeah, it's awesome. I love those sports.
You know, and I'm sure there are aspects of basketball when it comes to defense and aspects of football when it comes to defense that are different than lacrosse, but you have seen what they are like, and you have seen how they can be effective in a couple of different sports. And that's got to be a step up for you against another player who maybe only specializes in the one sport and doesn't have that knowledge of the others.
Yeah, 100%. When I've talked to college coaches, or if you'll hear from any college coaches, they will say like multi-sport athletes will get more out of playing. They love football players, and they always reference the basketball players. When someone gets beat off a dribble, it's like a same rotation, same kind of slide rotation than you would do in lacrosse. And the footwork is very similar. And I thought it made me better, because when I'm playing defense in basketball, I don't have a 6 foot long pole holding me for someone not to get by me. I got to do everything with my feet. So it helps me stay disciplined and helps me work hard in the off seasons.
Now that's great. And I also, before the interview started, I had asked you the question about school. So I see when it comes to playing lacrosse at the highest level, you're going to be going to the University of Richmond playing Division I lacrosse. And man, that had to be quite a day finding out that, yeah, that's your destination.
Yeah, it was truly an exciting day. I mean, when I visited, I could tell like the locker room, the kind of camaraderie amongst the team members. It was truly a special place. And when the coach gave me the call and let me know that he wanted me to be a part of the team, I was beyond excited.
I imagine you were, man. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior three sports star at Byram Hills High School, Sean Siegel. Now, Sean, with this award, obviously there's an academic side to things, and you got that pretty well in hand as well, with a 4.04 grade point, all AP courses, AP World, Comp Science, Physics, Calc, Stats, Graphic Design. Now, of all this coursework, what is it that strikes your fancy the most?
I've always been a numbers guy. I would say math, like AP Calc this year was really good. It was good. I feel like it really prepared me well for what I'm going to have to see in college. I'm majoring in business and finance, so I also really like statistics. I'm a big statistics guy. So kind of everything I do, I like breaking down stuff, whether it's even sports or outside of sports. I feel like those are things that will translate for me in the real world. better in the future. So those are the things that I focus on most and I think are really my fancy. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Just definitely things that translate in the real world. That's important stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
I probably should have thought about that a little bit more when I was in college. But that's a different story entirely. So, have there been any classes though? Like maybe you took an elective over the years, anything kind of surprised you, that you liked more than you thought you might?
I feel like a big thing this year, I was taking economics in the second semester of my senior year, and I didn't really know what to expect. I've always been like kind of interested in economics. Obviously, it's a big role for my financial future. And I learned a lot more than I expected. And I feel like I can take a lot of that information and apply it to when I go into college and a lot of decisions that I'm going to make in the future.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, I also see that you were selected as a peer leader this year. And I guess that was what you were teaching a health classes for the sophomores, about healthy life choices. Now, obviously, it's very important to help guide these younger students, along a healthy path. But did you see any success stories? Did you find anything happen with some of these students that you were really proud of?
I've just been proud, like all the students in class. I'm actually heading to class right after this. I'm still teaching them. Okay. Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, they're great kids. They're all very involved. They show that they care. And when we do assignments and try and like put plans together, we're big with putting like plans together, whether it's meal plans or it's health plans, like fitness plans, they actually go along and follow it. Some kids like from maybe some other schools would just like kind of write it down and not actually follow through with any of this stuff. But these kids are actually determined and are willing to kind of like put their best foot forward in what they do, which I'm really proud of them for.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice they're paying attention and they're actually putting it to practical use. So yeah. I also see that the world languages, you're a member of the Honor Society, and Italian is the language that you're speaking. Also, you're on the chess club, the Alzheimer's club, and also the female athletes stand together, offering some solidarity there, I see.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I've been a member of multiple clubs throughout my years, and I could say that a lot of them are definitely, they really do bring like the school together in different ways. And I think it allows me to become more diverse in my knowledge and everything else. So I'm really happy.
And I see also that you're a fundraiser organizer for the Headstrong Foundation. It's a bunch of athletes across the country pledging your performance on the field for families affected by cancer. When did you get involved with that?
Yeah, so last year, before last spring, they reached out to me via DM and they pretty much asked me, like, would you want to be a part of this? And I was like, 100%. I set up a fundraiser and it was awesome. It was really awesome.
And then some other volunteering that you do. I see the Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital. You organized a basketball shooting competition across Westchester. You raised some money for pediatric oncology. Also the Staying Alive Charity 5K. To help out first responders and help them buy equipment. Also, a volunteer at the Don Bosco Community Center, helping prepare and serve some Thanksgiving meals to the less fortunate. All that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, 100%. I always love giving back to my community, especially where I'm from. Like, a lot of people sometimes might get their head cut off, not realize how fortunate we are. And so sometimes you really just have to give back and like kind of take in how grateful you are. And it feels good giving back to the community. I really do enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you do, man. And along with that, one more thing here. I see that you are the club vice president of the Maria Ferrari and Blythedale Children's Hospital Club, where you help out with events and fundraisers. Anything particularly memorable there, or what was your most recent?
I would say memorable, just kind of like the club meetings after school and stuff. I think those are the most memorable because it kind of just brought everyone together, and bringing everyone together was kind of important, and kind of getting everyone on the track and kind of just like spreading the message, like kind of putting it out there. Because I think advocating, putting it out there, like when I just did that basketball fundraiser, pediatric cancer, I didn't, like, kids who were there, they didn't care about basketball. Like, half of them didn't care about basketball. They were just there for the experience and to kind of give back to the community. And I think that's what stood out to me most and what's been most important throughout my years.
And with everything that you've got going on, now that we've seen both sides of things, and obviously there's a ton, what do you do to try to keep it all organized? Keep yourself sane?
Well, I would say the biggest thing, I think that me playing multiple sports and always being in season kind of keeps me on track itself. It kind of doesn't give me a lot of like time to kind of go off the track. So I always have to schedule out my work hours, where I'm going to lift. I have to schedule everything out in advance. So I have to keep a schedule together and keep things pretty tight in order to keep my grades intact and in order to make sure I'm always, my performance is at the highest on the field.
Yeah, I guess, you know, where you're constantly moving like that, like you said, with the three different sports, you're constantly focused. So, it becomes very easy to not be distracted. But if you do get 5 minutes and you get a chance for a breather, you got any hobbies? You got anything that you like to do when you get a little bit of a break?
I love playing spike ball with my friends, like especially when it gets nice out. If we ever get to go to like the beach or something, if we have like a weekday or a weekend where I don't have anything going on, like we love going to the beach, playing some spike ball, just having a good time.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. So, yeah. Listen, Sean, it was fantastic talking to you today. And again, congratulations on the award. And obviously, hey, you earned it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And good luck to the team when it comes to the playoffs. And also, good luck to you when it comes to the University of Richmond. And you reached it there, man. Highest level, Division I playing lacrosse. Good for you.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
For Byram Hill High School, Sean Siegel, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.